Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're speaking with Mr. Daniel Beck, the co-founder of 401Go, the first company to offer a full automated 401k plan set up process to help people save for the future with affordable and accessible retirement plans. And Mr. Beck, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Yeah, thank you. I'm excited to be here.
I have no doubt our listeners are looking forward to hearing all the information on 401Go and what you offer there. So let's just start with, what is 401Go and what type of services does 401Go provide businesses today?
Sure. So 401Go, we are a 401k provider for small businesses. And, you know, as you and, you know, most people are aware, 401ks, it's not anything new. They've been around for quite some time. But the thing that's unique is our focus is really on going after small businesses. And by small, we kind of define that as anything from solopreneur, single person business, all the way up to 100 employees. And we certainly have bigger firms on our platform, but our focus and, you know, everything that we've, you know, kind of designed the platform to serve is really centered around those small businesses. And it's a unique market. And the reason why is because really traditional service providers, they're either not equipped or they just don't really have much incentive to take care of those smaller plans. It's what the industry calls the micro market. And so we've decided to make that our focus.
Well, allow me to tell you what a brilliant idea this is and such a need for this. No doubt about it. Now, can you explain how 401Go automates 401k plan setup?
Yeah. So really when it comes to 401ks, they're rather complex. You would traditionally have about three or four different service providers providing, you know, different levels of service to the company that's offering the 401k. And so when setting up that plan, the business owner or the HR team has to really work with all these different service providers to kind of coordinate the way that the plan's going to come together. They have to work on plan design. And essentially what plan design is, it's basically just the rules of the 401k. So how much is the company matching? What is, you know, when do employees become eligible? Vesting schedules. And so there's a lot that goes into getting that set up and negotiating with all these service providers. And so what we do is we provide a fully bundled solution, meaning we do everything from, you know, the plan setup all the way through to compliance filing. We handle all the, you know, participant notices. So literally 100% of what a small business would need with their 401k. And we do that through software. The other thing, too, that's really impactful about what we've built is that onboarding process and setting up the plan, you know, within the industry, that takes anywhere from 6 to 8 weeks. We accomplish that in as little as you know, 10 to 15 minutes. And part of the reason is because we've identified essentially the plan design that works for, you know, 85-90% of businesses out there. And so when we started building the platform, we did a lot of analysis into what existing 401ks look like. And we took a lot of those decisions that, you know, 85 to 90% of businesses always, say yes to or no to or whatever. And we basically streamlined that. So those became default assumptions. And so we took a lot of the, you know, kind of unnecessary complications out of the plan design to really streamline it. And we've simplified it in a way that a small business owner can understand without needing somebody that, you know, on their HR team who's set up a 401k before or, you know, necessarily has to rely on a lot of outside expertise in getting a plan set up. So we've really simplified and streamlined that setup process to where it fits the majority of small businesses. And, you know, in the event that we do have a plan, maybe we're taking over an existing plan that has some, you know, particular provisions, we certainly do have the ability to go in and kind of modify the plan documents or the plan design to accommodate those. But when we're setting up a new business, we find that almost all the time they can really fall into some of those default settings, if you will, that we've created for a new business that's setting up a 401k.
Now, taking advantage of your visit with us here today, here's a question for you. Why is having a 401k plan important?
So So really, it kind of just depends on the stage of the business. And honestly, for a very brand new business, you know, an entrepreneur who's kind of set out for themselves, probably 100% of their profits are going to be reinvested back into the business. And honestly, that's in the best interest of that entrepreneur and everybody else that, you know, has any sort of involvement with that business. But at some point, hopefully, they're going to, you know, that owner, that small business owner, entrepreneur, is going to be making enough money that suddenly, you know, they need to be a little bit, you know, more savvy in how they're managing their tax and their tax exposure. And that's where a 401k really comes in for that owner. Another, you know, time that it's going to be extremely beneficial is once they start hiring. 401k is an excellent way to attract and retain top talent. And in, you know, most job markets, you know, even with COVID and a lot of, you know, kind of the financial things that have been happening recently, job markets are still rather competitive. And to be able to attract top talent and woo them away from competitors, it's essential to have, you know, the same benefits that you'd find in any large organization. And second to healthcare, the 401k or some retirement benefit is always, you know, at the top of the list. And so, you know, having something to kind of show that the, you know, the company really cares about, you know, its employees and has a culture of caring, the 401k goes a long way in doing that. So it has a lot of different uses depending on the stage of where, you know, an entrepreneur may be.
Yeah, thanks for your input there. Most appreciated. Today we're joined by Daniel Beck, the co-founder of 401go, the first company to offer a fully automated 401k plan setup process to help people save for the future with affordable and accessible retirement plans. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, tell us about more ways people can start investing in their future. Get into some of those details.
So really, for saving for retirement, the sooner you start, the better. If you can start in your early 20s, then you're going to be far better off than, you know, starting later in a career. And there's, you know, the number one reason is obviously just the compounding effect of that investment and saving. But then also it's establishing good habits that will, you know, serve you well later in life. And so even if it's not a 401k, setting up an IRA or, you know, simply just a, you know, some sort of a savings account where you can set aside, even if it's $20 a month, the getting in the habit of setting aside and essentially paying yourself first is always going to be beneficial. And then, you know, once that good habit's in place and somebody starts to build kind of a balance, it allows them to, you know, really start to look at opportunities that arise in the stock markets or other, you know, kind of potential investments that they can be involved in. And so, you know, first and foremost, it's important that they, you know, create that opportunity for themselves by, you know, saving something. And maybe that means setting up a, you know, side business and kind of moonlighting, which may turn into a, you know, full-time business. And so there's a lot of ways to really prepare for the future. And, you know, the 401k or an IRA or some sort of an, you know, a retirement account is certainly the most obvious benefit, but there's a lot of ways. And essentially it's just, I'd say number one, find a way to reduce expenditures. You know, it has a lot to do with not just how much you're saving, but how much you're spending. And obviously if you spend less, you know, on a fixed income, then that allows you to save more and, you know, really kind of leverage the future. And it's certainly something that's can be extremely difficult with you know, emergencies coming up all the time, but if it's a habit that is established early enough, it's one that's going to serve anybody you know, very well throughout the rest of their life.
That is some good information right there. Good stuff. Now, also, what is your perspective on the advisor market? How has it changed over the years, and where do you see it going in the future?
I think advisors actually have a lot of – it's changed quite drastically, and they've got a lot to really kind of focus on and think about that maybe advisors 10 or 15 years ago didn't. So the, you know, the number of investments and the investment options for somebody that's, you know, maybe in their early 20s or even later in retirement are far greater than they've ever been before. We've seen a lot of kind of changes in legislation that allows people to invest in everything from private equity, so small businesses, and invest in other entrepreneurs to, you know, there's far greater participation in the stock market at the retail level than there ever has been before. And so I think the need for an advisor is far greater, and I think the role of those advisors is changing to where they need to, you know, certainly spend a lot more time understanding all these different investment options. So, you know, we have cryptocurrency, and that's something that a lot of people are showing interest in, and it's extremely complex and difficult to understand. And then on top of that, you know, just even within the stock market, there's incredible volatility and there's a lot of opportunity and there's also a lot of risk. And so having an advisor to really guide investors through these changing dynamics and these market dynamics that we're seeing right now, we feel is critical. And that's where, you know, and then on top of that, I think another challenge for advisors is really there's some sort of competition between what we would call a robo-advisor or tech and, you know, an actual human advisor. And a lot of times people feel that it's an either-or proposition, that if, you know, if you've got tech, you don't need that individualized touch or that relationship. And honestly, we feel in our kind of idea at 401Go is that we're going to see best outcomes when we involve both, you know, the tech and the touch. And we have that human advisor. And really when it comes to investing, I'd say, you know, more than anything, it's probably more emotional and relationship driven than it is purely analytical. And that's really where the human element comes in. And so our focus at 401Go is how do we use technology to leverage what it is that the advisor's doing. So, you know, extend their reach so that one advisor can, you know, serve 100 employees within an organization easier than just going up and trying to meet with them one-on-one. And so I think that's the, you know, the challenge for advisors in this day and age is really trying to find the technology and the tools that are going to allow them to leverage their knowledge and expertise in addition to constantly learning and adapting to all these new investment opportunities and really understanding the, you know, both the risk and the reward that you know, the market has to hold.
Mr. Beck, really appreciate your visit with us here today and appreciate what you do in this space on behalf of 401Go. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, or one last final tip for the listeners tuning in today?
Yeah, and I would say more than anything today, and I had this, you know, early on in my, you know, college career, I had, I remember a financial advisor come and speak to my class and basically said, if there's anything you do that's going to be beneficial from, you know, my coming here today or whatever, it's that you'll go out and start saving today. And I remember I went and set up an IRA account and I started putting $20 in it a month, and it's a habit that has served me well the rest of my life. And I would advise everybody to do that. Even if you don't think you can save anything right now, open up an IRA account. There's plenty of places where you can do it for free and start saving, even if it's a couple bucks. Just get in that habit of doing it on a regular basis and start now. And hopefully over time you can increase that amount, but don't delay. Start today.
And that is some sound advice. Start today. Don't delay. Get busy saving money. And that is certainly a great place to conclude today. I'm sure listeners want to know how they could get more details on 401Go and how they could tap into this. Where's the best place to get further information?
Sure. Yeah. So if you go to 401go.com, so 401go.com, you know, there's we've got a great resource section that has a lot of articles on retirement and 401ks and what small business owners can do. And it's a, you know, it's a great place for resources, and they can actually get something set up in as little as 10 minutes if they're ready.
And that right there is phenomenal. Less than 10 minutes. You can't beat that. Again, folks, it is 401go.com. Mr. Beck, all the best. And thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
It's been great. Thank you.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Daniel Beck, the co-founder of 401Go, the first company to offer a full automated 401k plan setup process to help people save for the future with affordable and accessible retirement plans. And for all the details, simply visit 401go.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.